And welcome back inside Savannah High School for the coverage of the 2024 Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball coverage here at Savannah High School. This game is for third place between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Lincoln Prep Tigers out of Kansas City, Missouri. So a lot on the line here for the Spoofhounds to come away in third place in such a tough and filled team roster here at the Savannah Invitational. Maryville, a couple days ago on the girls' side, an overtime thriller win against Raytown South, 49-47. An amazing game put on there. Raytown South tied it with 2 seconds remaining on the clock, sent it to overtime, but the Spoofhounds able to come away with the win to put themselves here in the third place game. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You are listening to Girls Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app. Don't go anywhere. We have about 4 minutes until tip-off. We'll be right back with some more pregame coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years, Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is at unitedfiber.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And welcome back inside to Savannah High School for the 2024 Savannah Invitational coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball coverage on Game 1 here. Girls have the first game here at 4 against Lincoln Prep. The Tigers out of Kansas City here for the third place title game. Maryville trying to get out of Savannah with such a heavy class of so many good teams here in this tournament. Getting away with third place is something that they should keep their heads held high for. But you are listening to Girls Spoofhound coverage later at 7. The boys Spoofhounds take on the Smithville Warriors for the fifth place game in the Ox Gym. So we're going to have to make a quick little swoopity swoop all over the place here at Savannah High School. But first, Maryville girls. Like I mentioned on the first break, 2 days ago, they faced off against Raytown South, such a good team and well-rounded team, but head coach Bugsby over there at Raytown South put a great roster ahead to face off against Maryville, but it ended up going into overtime. Maryville had the lead the whole entire first and second half, and Raytown South chipping their way back the whole game, ended up tying it at 42 with 2 seconds left on the board, sent it to overtime, and Maryville got the win. Puts them here in the third place game. Starting lineups are going to be announced here pretty shortly. We're going to have the national anthem as well. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Spoofhound coverage.
Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to the student body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. And from State Farm Insurance agent Carrie Myers, serving customers for nearly 30 years through life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information, an office at the corner of Lincoln and Main in Maryville, or via call or text at 660-562-3882. Support also comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. This broadcast is also underwritten by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Support for today's game is brought to you by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. Learn their products, services, and locations at usbank.com. And from HLC Insurance, the annual election period for Medicare beneficiaries is open from now through December 7th. Agent Caleb Wells can offer guidance and answer questions for customers exploring Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplements, or prescription drug plans. Additional information at hlcinsurance.com. And Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District, Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or at 1217 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach their financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones in Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Spoofhound Football.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School. For more Lady Spoofhound coverage, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. Getting ready for tip-off now. The starting lineups have been announced. National Anthem has been played. Currently out for the Spoofhounds, number 1, Briley Acklin. Number 23, Claire Walter. Number 15, Peyton Kurz. Number 12, Jaylee Price. And number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. Tip-off has been set. Looks like a little miscommunication here by the refs. We're going to have a re-tip out for the Tigers. Number 3, Demaya Johnson. Number 15, Zoe Gray. Number 1, Deshaun Andrews. Number 5, Tammy Scott. And number 22, Natalie Dominguez. It'll go to the Tigers. It'll be in the hands of Amaja Hemmings. My apologies, it is not Scott. It is Hemmings out for the ball for the Tigers. Johnson with the ball at the top of the key, trying to get something started here early for the Tigers. Johnson crosses over left. She's going to pass it down low to Gray. Zoe Gray moves inside, drop steps, puts up a shot, and it's good. And the Tigers get the first points of the game here to start the game. Price with the ball, storming down the court for the Hounds. Price finds a cutting Cunningham, no good, gets her own rebound, but swatted away by the Tigers. And Amaja Hemmings storming down the court for the Tigers. She spins down low, puts up a nice layup attempt, and it goes for Hemmings. And the Tigers 4-0 early to start here in this third place game. Down low to Cunningham, and the ball kind of tipped around. It's going to be Peyton Kurz moving it down low. Kurz cannot hit the shot. It'll be rebounded again by the Tigers. Cheyenne Andrews stolen away by Kurz. Kurz fires it down to Cunningham, down on the left block. She spins, puts up a nice 2-foot hook. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers once again. And Demaya Johnson and Maryville 0-for-3 in their first three possessions. Down low. Hemmings on the right block. Stolen away by Kurz. And the Hounds, another turnover here, hoping to get something turned around by that. Kurz at the top, swings it over to Price on the right. Price over to Acklin on the left. Acklin playing the top perimeter down low to Claire Walter. Walter puts up a shot off the backboard and good. And Claire Walter, who had a great game on Thursday, gets it started here for the Hounds. 4-2 here to open up the first. Cheyenne Andrews on the right, being guarded tightly by Acklin. Andrews ends it around to Natalie Dominguez. Dominguez over to Demaya Johnson. Johnson's crosses over right. Back over to Dominguez. Dominguez stops. Zoe Gray, ball tapped out, but brought in by Dominguez again. Dominguez fires it over into the left wing. This is Cheyenne Andrews. Good defense so far by the Spookhounds. Dominguez. Andrews on the left block. Picks up her dribble. She's going to have to pass it down somewhere. Good defense there by Price. Ends it around to Johnson. Johnson still no shot left. Tigers playing conservative. Dominguez ball tipped by Price. Demaya Johnson still with the ball for three. No good. Rebounded. Tipped around. Got in by Jaylee Price. Ball's tipped around again and then stolen by the Tigers. Deshaun Andrews puts up a 2-foot layup and it goes. In a couple messy possessions there. Ultimately good for another Tigers basket. And that's Deshaun Andrews, the freshman, scoring. Peyton Kurz stops. Pivots around. Back up to Walter on the left wing. Walter fires to Cunningham, who cuts down low, puts up a nice 2-foot attempt. Good, and one, and you can count the basket. Alyssa Cunningham cuts to the basket with a nice right-handed attempt, and it goes, and she'll go to the line for one. Currently 6-4, Lincoln Prep. Maryville trying to make it a one-point game here with the free throw. Cunningham shot off the back iron, rebounded by the Tigers, so no good at the line for Alyssa Cunningham. Storming down the court to Maya Johnson. She's going to stop on the right wing, bring it back up to the top. Johnson letting the offense down low develop. Johnson goes right on Price. Price that right there with her. Amaja Hennings. Hennings playing the perimeter, goes to Tigers. Down low is Gray. Gray puts up a right-handed attempt. Good! Zoe Gray goes inside and puts up the 3-foot right-handed shot, and it falls, and ball tipped around by Kurz on the inbound, but brought back in by Claire Walter. Kurz, ball tipped around, out again. Good defense by the Tigers for her. She gets a double team up to Walter. Walter fires it over to Brightley. Acklin for three. No good off the left iron. Ball rebounded again by the Spoofhounds, and Jaylee Price gets the rebound and puts it into the basket, plus the foul. So Jaylee Price will go to the line for her one shot, and the Spoofhounds doing a good job getting their own rebounds and putting it in and drawing that foul, and an even better job making the shot as well. Jaylee Price trying to make it a one-point game, 8-6. Lincoln Prep leads here in the third-place game. Price's shot at the line is good, 8-7 now. Spoofhounds climb their way back up to a one-point deficit. Johnson with the ball on the right block. Guarded tightly by Cunningham. Gets a screen. Trying to find someone down low. Good defensive approach there by the Hounds. Zoe Gray going to move along the baseline. She puts up another shot and it goes. Zoe Gray back-to-back baskets for the Tigers and it's 10-7. Kurz bringing the ball down the court. She's going to stop. Pivots to Cunningham. Cunningham puts up a 10-foot two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Hemmings. And the Tigers get yet another possession. Maryville kind of cold along the perimeter so far here to start the game. But down low, they've been super dominant, drawing those fouls and making the baskets. But Hemmings with the ball. She's going to stop being guarded by Walter. A little bit of a mismatch somewhere. Hemmings back over to Gray. Gray gets the ball swatted around, and Ackland tips it out of bounds, but a good defensive approach there by the Hounds on the perimeter to keep the ball from going down low to Gray. And a timeout's going to be called here on the floor. We're going to take one with them. You're listening to Girls Spoof Hound Basketball coverage here at the Savannah Invitational at the third place game. You're listening to Spoof Hound Basketball here on Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media App.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School, still in the timeout. The full timeout has been called, and both teams just trying to go over what their different approaches are going to be coming out. Maryville just kind of cold over the perimeter line, cannot hit their shots, mid-range or three-pointers, and Lincoln Prep doing a good job getting it down low to Zoe Gray to get those baskets down low. Both teams coming in with different approaches, but in this timeout are going to try and get something new started. Again, this is the third place game here on the girls' side of the bracket. Maryville with an overtime win on Thursday against Raytown South. A thriller in that game as well. And here we have a close game brewing as well. 10-7, Lincoln Prep leads with 3:26 in the first. Ball inbounded up to Johnson. Johnson with the ball for the Tigers, puts it down low. Ball shot, no good. Ball brought back in by Deshaun Andrews. Andrews back up to Dominguez for three. No good off the right iron. But ball brought back in by Gray. No good. Ball tipped around and rebounded again by the Tigers. Dominguez for three. It goes. Tigers doing a great job on all those shots, getting their own rebounds, and Dominguez hits for three. Good press defense off the inbound there by the Tigers. Ackland with the ball. Finds Walter down low. Walter storming down the court. Walter stops, cannot find anybody, and it'll go off the hands of Walter. She picked up her dribble, and the ball went with her. Out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Tigers. 13-7 now off of the three-pointer by Natalie Dominguez, the freshman. Zoe Gray bringing the ball up for the Tigers. She's going to cross over left on Walter. Over to Dominguez. She shoots yet another three off the back iron. No good. Rebounded, tipped around, but brought back in by Andrews. Andrews off the foot of a spoof hound, and it'll go out of bounds and stays with the Tigers. Cora Groh checking in for the spoof hounds. And another timeout's going to be called on the floor by the Spoof Hounds to get a defensive approach started, as the Tigers looking pretty comfortable along the three-point line. Natalie Dominguez drops a three, and they lead it 13-7. 2:32 left here to play in the first. You're listening to Girls Spoof Hound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media App.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Welcome back into Savannah High School. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be a Lincoln Prep basketball. Again, both teams, it was a Maryville timeout, trying to get something started on the defense down low, letting Lincoln Prep get down and scoring some pretty easy baskets. And it'll be kicked by Jaylee Price off the inbound, and it'll go out of bounds, staying with the Tigers. Inbounding is the Tigers here. Finds Dominguez on the left wing. Back up to Andrews on the right. She's being guarded tightly by Peyton Kurz. Stops and goes. Good defense by the Hounds, keeping it along the perimeter. Tigers finds down low to Hemmings. Hemmings spins up to Andrews, back over to Dominguez, another three from her, no good off the right iron, ball tipped around, rebounded by Peyton Kurz. Price bringing the ball down court, over to Cora Groh on the right wing for three, off the back iron, no good, ball tipped around, out of bounds, and it'll go back to Lincoln Prep. Cora Groh had a nice look there for three, just cannot ultimately get the ball to fall in. Tigers trying to inbound the ball here. Good defense pressed up by the Spoofhounds. Finds Hemmings down low. Puts up a layup attempt. No good. Rebounded by Cunningham. Price with the ball. Bringing the ball down the court. Has a wide open lane. She stops, steps, puts a shot up, and fouled on the way up. And Jaylee Price will go to the line for two shots. Sub coming in for Lincoln Prep. That'll be number 20, Paris Johnson, the sophomore, coming out for Zoe Gray. And it'll be Maryville Spoofhound basketball actually off of the inbound. They went back and checked everything out, make sure. But the ball is tipped around and stolen by Lincoln Prep. Down low, finds a cutting Hemmings down low, puts up a nice right-handed shot, and it goes on the layup. And Lincoln Prep, yet another score, 15-7 lead. Amaja Hemmings with the basket there. Jaylee Price with the ball at the top of the key, back to Walter for three. Claire Walter answers right back with a three. 15-10, 5-point lead for the Tigers now. Claire Walter did a good job finding separation and knocking down the three-pointer. DeShine Andrews with the ball for the Tigers on the right block. Andrews stops, trying to look for a screen. Demaja Johnson. Johnson brings the ball to the top of the key for the Tigers. And then around, almost stolen by Kurz. Over to Jennings. Jennings moves down low. Cuts down to Paris Johnson. Johnson puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Peyton Kurz. Kurz trying to find someone to pass it to before traveling. Walter. Price with the ball. Price trying to cook something up on the perimeter. No good. Gets swatted down to the ground. Finds Cunningham from the knees over to Kurz on the right wing. Kurz down low. Kurz off the backboard. Rebounded Walter. Walter puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kurz. Kurz out to Price. Out to Groh. Over to Walter on the right block. Walter puts up a shot. No good. It won't, but she'll go to the line for two shots. Claire Walter doing a good job getting inside, drawing the foul, but Maryville a little cold getting those shots up, but luckily for the free throws, they have been there to get some points back. Claire Walter, her first trip to the line of the day on Thursday, had a bunch of attempts at the line, and her first shot is no good, keeping the score 15-10, Lincoln Prep. Claire Walter's second shot at the line is good. 15-11 now. Lincoln Prep leads it with 31 seconds here in the first quarter. Down low to Hemmings. Hemmings moves down low. Cannot get the ball out of her hands, and it'll go back. Never mind, a foul is going to be called against Alyssa Cunningham. Looks like she tripped up Hemmings there, going down, trying to get that pass off, so it'll stay Tiger basketball along the baseline. But checking in for the Spoofhounds is number 5, Grace Steins. Ball inbounded for the Tigers. Over to Dominguez. Back over to Andrews. Andrews does a half spin on Kurz. Won't go anywhere. Over to Johnson. Johnson over to Andrews. Trying to find something down low. Playing the perimeter. Good defense by Price. Hemmings. Hemmings sends it around to Dominguez again. Still playing that perimeter as the Tigers. Zoe Gray crosses over. Back to Dominguez. Stops, goes, and a nice defense there by the Hounds as the Tigers cannot get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. But at the end of one, it is currently 15-11, Lincoln Prep. Don't go anywhere. We have more coverage here. You're listening to Spoofhound Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville shelter insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Welcome back into Savannah High School, coming out of the first quarter timeout. In the second quarter, Lincoln Prep currently leads at 15-11, and it will be Spoofhound basketball out of the inbound. Trying to get the time back up on the clock. 8 minutes now is added. Like I mentioned, Lincoln Prep had a good first quarter, trying to find shots down low with Zoe Gray. They lead at 15-11, but Walter with the ball here for the Hounds, being guarded tightly by Hemmings. Walter spins over to Cora Groh on the left block. Groh gets a downward screen from Walter. She's trying to kick it back up to the top, finds a cutting Jaylee Price. Price with the layup, and it's good. Great answer from the Spoofhounds out of the first quarter timeout. Great way to start the second. Zoe Gray back up to Hemmings. Hemmings puts up a three-pointer, no good off the left iron. Rebounded by Cora Groh, being guarded tightly. And a jump ball is going to be called on the Cora Groh rebound as the Tigers got to it quickly. And the possession arrow is going to favor the Tigers, so a good job by them to get some hands on the ball. 15-13, only a two-point game here in the third-place game. Throws it off of Gray Stein's shoe, trying to find Gray down low. And it'll stay Tiger basketball. Tigers to inbound it, up to Jennings. Over to the block, over to Johnson for three. No good off the back iron, and rebounded by the Spoofhounds. Price bringing the ball down the court. She's going to have an easy lane, puts up a two-foot floater, no good, gets her own rebound. Walter puts up a shot from the free throw line off the back iron, rebounded by Hemmings. Tigers sprinting down the floor, trying to get a point in transition. Hemmings off the contact, and it goes for the Tigers. Amaja Hemmings, the senior. Claire Walter at the top of the key, trying to answer back off of the Tiger point. Guarded tightly by Zoe Gray, over to Gray Steins. Great perimeter defense so far, and a foul. Never mind, a double dribble called against Gray Steins, going back to the Tigers. Tigers doing a great job on defense, minimalizing the movement on the perimeter for the Spoofhounds, what they did most of the game Thursday against Raytown South, just playing the perimeter. Tigers picked up on that quick. Johnson bringing the ball down the court. Zoe Gray ends around on the perimeter. Over to Johnson, back again. Zoe Gray at the top. Goes down low. Puts up a left-handed layup attempt. Just rolls out of the rim. Rebounded by Hemmings. Back over to Johnson for three. No good right off the right iron. Rebounded by Jaylee Price. Price in transition. Wide open layup attempt, and it's good. Just ran down the court. And a perfect shot attempt there while the Lincoln Prep Tigers had their heads turned. Zoe Gray moving down the floor. She puts up a left-handed attempt. No good. And rebounded by Gray Steins. And a foul is going to be called against Amaja Hemmings. 17-15. Tigers lead with 6 minutes and 8 seconds left here in the second. Checking in for the Tigers, number 32, Taco Say. Jaylee Price with the ball. Also checking in for the Spoofhounds, Annie Sparks. Ackland at the top, over to Price, swings it. Back over to Gray Steins. Steins trying to find something down low. She loses the ball, stolen away back by the Tigers. Andrews with the ball at the top of the key. Fires it over to Dominguez, over to Hemmings on the right wing. Back over to Dominguez, over to Andrews on the top. Andrews gets a screen. Cutting down low is Paris Johnson, and Johnson puts up a shot of her own. No good. Rebounded by Walter, and a foul is going to be called against Hemmings, trying to go for that rebound, and it'll stay with the Spoofhounds. That is Lincoln Prep's second foul Maryville still with no fouls. That'll be Hemming's second foul as well. Price with the ball at the top of the key for the Hounds. She crosses over left, going down low. Sparks fakes the shot, moves along the baseline, stops. And that is going to be a travel called against Annie Sparks. Great defense by Paris Johnson along the baseline to pick that up. Annie Sparks couldn't go anywhere with it but down. So it'll go back to the Tigers. Deshaun Andrews, 5:14 to play. Maryville down 17-15. Ends around to Dominguez along the perimeter. Gets a screen from Paris Johnson. Won't pass down. Over to Hemmings. Behind the back along the right wing. Dominguez gets a screen left from Johnson. Over to Say. Say. Over to Andrews. Andrews moves left. She puts up a two-foot shot attempt. No good. Rebounded by Hemmings. Hemmings crosses over. Goes along the baseline. A lot of contact down low. But Hemmings able to finish for the basket. And the Tigers take a 19-15 lead. Acklin stops along the top. Finds a cutting Jaylee Price. She puts up a shot attempt and fouled going up with the shot by Paris Johnson. And that'll send Jaylee Price to the line once again for two shots. Maryville down 4-2. Free throws here from Jaylee Price would be a crucial part of this game to get back into it. The Tigers look really confident down low in their quickness and their ability to get some shots up quick. Price's first shot at the line, no good. Coming back in for the Spoofhounds, Peyton Kurz and Claire Walter. Currently out on the floor for the Hounds, Alyssa Cunningham, Jaylee Price, Claire Walter, Briley Acklin, and Peyton Kurz. Jaylee Price's second shot is good. So the Hounds doing a good job finishing on those second chance free throw attempts on this night. It's Tiger basketball. Inbounded to Demaya Johnson. Johnson crosses over right on Price. Over to Dominguez on the right wing. Not the best pass over to Zoe Gray. And a push going to be called up against Alyssa Cunningham. It'll be Tiger basketball. Off the foul. It'll be Claire Walter actually on the push. Down low on Zoe Gray. Ball swatted away by Price, but brought back in by the Tigers. They got a hand on it quick. Looks like a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow will favor Maryville, so it goes back to the Spoofhounds. Great job by Price to find the ball being tipped and get a hand on it. Jaylee Price with 4:19, down by three. Acklin on the left, good perimeter, tight defense there by the Tigers. Again, Peyton Kurz stops. Trying to find something down low. Kurz over to Walter on the left block. She stops. Sizes up on Paris Johnson. Walter can't go anywhere to go. Ball stolen away by the Tigers. Bailey Bell, left-handed layup, no good. Rebounded by Briley Acklin. Acklin storming down the court trying to find something in transition. Back up to Jaylee Price. Price for three. You bet. Jaylee Price answers right back and ties it at 19 with 3:43 here in the second. It'll be Johnson with the ball. Over to Dominguez. Dominguez at the top of the key. Ends it around to Bailey Bell. Over to Demaya Johnson. Johnson down low to Bailey Bell. Bailey Bell gets the basket. And she hits a nice 5-foot jumper for two. And the Tigers take a 21-19 lead. Jaylee Price trying to end it around to something. Over to Briley Acklin on the left. Goes right. Acklin. Over to Kurz. Kurz, wide open layup attempt. It goes! Peyton Kurz for two. Back tied at 21. Checking back in for the Tigers. Amaja Hemmings and Deshaun Andrews. Also back in for the Spoofhounds. Alyssa Cunningham. Zoe Gray bringing the ball down for the Tigers. 2:55 to play. Bell. Over to Johnson. Johnson gets a screen from Bell. She's going to stop at the top. Trying to get something started down low. She's going to go right over to the left block. Andrews spins on Kurz. Moves along the baseline. Andrews is going to step out of bounds. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Tried to play along the baseline. Must have stepped out barely. But nonetheless, going back to the Spoofhounds. Tie game at 21 here in the second period. Geely Price with the ball. Over to Peyton Kurz. Back over to Ackland. Ackland fires it over to Geely Price. Price finds Walter down low on Bell. Good defense from Bell. Walter puts up a nice left-handed approach. No good. Tipped off. And it'll go out of bounds off the Spoofhounds on the rebound. It'll go back to the Tigers. Fires it down to Hemmings. And Hemmings is wide open down low. She's going to put up a right-handed shot. It goes! Plus the foul. And they caught the Spoofhounds sleeping a little bit down low. And that'll send Hemmings to the line for one shot. They'll take the lead 23-21 with that, and with this free throw, hopeful to go up by 3 points. Hemmings shot at the line, no good, just rims out, rebounded by Zoe Gray. Ball tipped around, over to Johnson, she puts up a shot at the free throw line, no good, rebounded by Claire Walter. Price gets the ball. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Price gets a screen from Walter. Price over to Ackle on the right block. Price down to Kurz. Kurz over to Claire Walter for three. No good off the right iron. Ball tipped around. Ball brought in by Andrews. Finds Hemmings on the right wing. Hemmings stops over to Bailey Bell. Over to Andrews. Back over to Johnson, swings it to Zoe Gray. She's going to go on Walter along the baseline. It goes, and Zoe Gray once again working down low in the paint, scores, and the Tigers take a 25-21 lead. A minute 20, Peyton Kurz at the top of the key. Over to Ackle on the left block. Gets a screen over from Walter. Walter looking to shoot, won't take it. Price on the right block as well. Back over to Ackle on the top of the key. Spoofhounds faking the shot is Kurz, and Kurz gets a nice look at two, and she'll take it and gets it. Peyton Kurz for two, pump fake the shot, got a wide open lane attempt. And the Spoofhounds bring it within two with under a minute to play here in the first half. Johnson with the ball, crosses over left on Price. Johnson over to Andrews, Andrews goes right. Back over to Bell. Shot attempt from Bell, no good. Ball ended around, got in by Johnson. Johnson over to Andrews, Andrews for three. No good off the backboard, rebounded by Hemmings. Hemmings puts a shot up. No good. Another rebound for the Tigers down low, but Geely Price gets a rebound. Kurz trying to go down low for a shot. No good. And it'll go back to the Tigers. Johnson finds Gray down low. Gray puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded Gray Steins with 14 seconds left. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds with 13.8 on the clock. And the Tigers lead it 25-23, so a couple sloppy shots there by the Tigers. Ended up getting their own rebound, but ultimately it'll be Spoofhound basketball off the foul. And with that foul, that does send Maryville into the first half bonus. So Gray Steins going to the line for a 1-1, hopeful to tie the game back up. Steins' first shot, no good. Maryville struggling with that first free throw attempt all day here. Checking back in for the Tigers is Dominguez. Second shot is good from Steins. And a timeout's going to be called here as we end out the first half. 13.4 on the clock, 25-24, 1 point lead for Lincoln Prep. But don't go anywhere, we'll have more to end out the first half and more halftime coverage. You're listening to Lady Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
This broadcast is underwritten by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. More information at hy-vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back in Savannah High School off of the timeout with 13.7 on the clock. It'll be Tiger basketball trying to get another point. It's Johnson bringing the ball up at the 10. And a foul is going to be called against. That'll be up against Jaylee Price. Got a hand on in the ball. With 10.1 on the clock, the Tigers still with the basketball. Inbounded over to Johnson. Johnson with 8. Ball is going to be a jump ball called. Possession arrow, they're trying to figure out who the possession arrow is favoring, but a jump ball was called as Grace Stein's got a hand in on the ball. It'll remain Tiger basketball with 4.7 on the clock. Andrews to inbound the ball. Up to Johnson with 3. She's going to have to get a shot off. Down low to Hemmings. Hemmings puts up a shot, no good. Ball tipped around and brought in by Kurz, and that'll end out here in the first half. So at the end of the first half, the Tigers lead it 25-24 as Maryville trying to climb their way back up after a predominant lead built by the Tigers. But Maryville has done such a great job to inch back up into it and trying to make their way back into this game. Well, with the first half coverage, I've been Jackson Phelps, so don't go anywhere. You have been listening to Girls Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media App. We'll be back with some more halftime coverage here right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Support for the Spoofhounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. and from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank, located at 2920 South Main in Maryville, or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Support is also provided by Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. And HLC Insurance in St. Joseph, helping individuals, families, and small businesses with health, dental, and vision insurance, as well as Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage for seniors. For a consultation, 816-273-4216 or hlcinsurance.com. Licensed in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska.
Support for today's Maryville broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Spoofhound fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Spoofhound Nation. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein's been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
You're listening to Spoofhound Football with Matt Tritton and Philip Porin.
And checking back in here at Savannah High School, I'm Jackson Phelps. We're currently in halftime of the girls' Spoofhound basketball game against Lincoln Prep. Lincoln Prep currently leads 25-24 in a close, tight-niched first-half battle. Maryville struggling to find some shots over on the perimeter and the mid-range, but down low have been doing such a good job drawing fouls and getting and-one baskets, putting themselves at the free-throw line. But Lincoln Prep, Zoe Gray doing a great job pushing the ball down low. Claire Walchuk, tough to keep up with Zoe Gray tonight, as that is where Lincoln Prep has been so lethal down low, and that is where why Lincoln Prep has such a big lead against the Spoofhounds. But the Spoofhounds, don't count them out. They've been doing such a good job hanging in games with close teams, like Thursday night against Raytown South, an overtime thriller. Maryville had every chance to give that game away, but they still stuck close and they still made shots when it counted. So, Maryville, not out of it yet. Both teams have every ability to win this game. But coming out of halftime, the adjustments in the coaching talks are going to be crucial. And who's going to come out of halftime with some of the better adjustments and some of the better just overall team ability? So, coming out of halftime with about 3 minutes and 15 seconds left, we're going to take another quick break. But don't go anywhere. We'll have second half coverage of the girls' Spoofhound basketball game here against Lincoln Prep. And we'll be right back after this. You're listening to girls' Spoofhound basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network in the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. For more information on location, at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina in Lando Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoilmaryville.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. And from the Maryville Forum, for over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
KXCV KRNW, the home of Maryville Spoofhound Athletics.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School with about 20 seconds left here on the halftime clock. We are about ready to start the second half of girls Spoofhound basketball coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're tuned into the 2024 Savannah Invitational coverage here. Girls basketball facing off against Lincoln Prep. Lincoln Prep leads 25-24 coming out of the first half. But the Spoofhounds right back in it here. They get the ball to start the second half. So a good advantage there to get the ball at second half. A good one. And the Spoofhounds hoping to take third place here. This is the third place game. The winner takes third, the loser takes fourth, and in such a good tournament like this, Savannah Invitational, either third or fourth is something to walk away proud of. Price with the ball over to Acklin in the left wing. Good zone defense by the Tigers here to start it out. Down low to Walter. Over to Kurz, back to Price. Over to Acklin. Acklin shoots a three on the left wing. It goes! Briley Acklin opens it up with a three, and the Spoofhounds take a 27-25 lead out of the halftime timeout. Hemmings ends it around to Andrews. Andrews with the ball at the top. They like to play that perimeter. Andrews getting the screen over from Johnson. She's going to end it around to Johnson behind the back of Acklin. Over to Hemmings. Over to Andrews for three. No good. Rebounded Alyssa Cunningham in the swarm of the Tigers down low. And a foul is going to be picked up on the Tigers. And it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price with the ball over to Acklin on the right block. Acklin down low to Walter. Walter picks up her shot, and it'll be a foul. And that'll actually send Alyssa Cunningham to the line. It was not Walter who picked up that shot. It is Alyssa Cunningham down low. She picked up the foul and go to the line for two shots. So Spoofhounds hoping to break that curse of the first free throw not falling. Alyssa Cunningham, don't jinx me, but her first free throw is good. No jinx from me, but Alyssa Cunningham will drain her first free throw, making the score 28-25. Cunningham goes 2-for-2 at the line, making the score 29-25. Maryville, and they have built a four-point lead out of halftime. Johnson can't find anywhere to go, falls down. Hemmings off the hands of Hemmings, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Price with the ball, bringing it up half court. Price. Going back, Acklin on the right block gets a screen from Cunningham. Acklin's going to move down low over to Kurz. Kurz fakes the three. Kurz spins over to Price. Price is going to set up a three of her own. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Briley Acklin. Bounce pass down to Jaylee Price. Price at the left hand. No good. Won't go. And a foul is going to be picked up against Peyton Kurz as she tried to go after the rebound. It'll be Tiger basketball on the inbound, 6:22 to play here in the third. And It'll be Johnson with the ball at the top. Over to Andrews. Andrews gets doubled quickly by Kurz. Ball swatted away, and it's brought in by Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham puts up a nice layup attempt, wide open, and it goes. And the Maryville Spoofhounds have a six-point lead, 31-25. Alyssa Cunningham doing a good job down low. Zoe Gray trying to answer back, no good. Rebound to Claire Walter. Walter, Price storming down the court on the left. She's going to stop at the top, trying to get something developed down low. Over to Walter on the top of the key. Walter over to Acklin on the left. Acklin is going to travel, taking a couple more steps, and it'll go back to the Tigers. Checking in for the Tigers is Paris Johnson. Zoe Gray with the ball. Gray at the top, still dancing with it. Being guarded goodly by Jaylee Price. Over to Hemmings. Hemmings down low. And a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Cunningham as the ball was going down low. She got it over the top. And that'll be Cunningham's first foul here of the half. Checking in is Grace Steins for Cunningham. Inbound to the Tigers. Up to Dominguez. Over to Hemmings and swatted out of bounds is Acklin. It'll stay with the Tigers off of Acklin going out of bounds. Inbound over to Zoe Gray. Zoe Gray gets the ball swatted. Hemmings brings it back in. Hemmings up to Dominguez. Dominguez swinging it around the perimeter. Paris Johnson, nice two move inside. No good, but a travel is going to be called against Paris Johnson. Took too many steps. Got the gather in, but after that took three more steps, so that'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price bringing the ball past half court. Over to Kurz on the right. Kurz working it around the perimeter. Acklin on the right. Right block fires it to center. Over to Price on the top of the key. Price moves left behind the back, goes right. Stops, goes. Still manning the top of the key perimeter. Makes her way all the way over to the right wing and gets fouled by Andrews. Jaylee Price so hard to guard, and with how fast she is, Andrews cannot keep up with her. Got a hand on her. It'll go back to the baseline for the Spoofhounds, and that'll be Andrews' first foul in the half. Finds a cutting Price down low. Price, left-handed attempt, no good off the top of the backboard. Sylvie Gray with the ball. Paris Johnson down low, stolen away by Briley Acklin. Acklin with the ball. As quick as she is, it's going to be tough for her to stop. Acklin cannot get the shot to fall. Not the shot she wanted there. Rebounded by Dominguez. Dominguez over to Andrews on the top. Over to Hemmings, out of bounds. It'll be tipped off the hands of Briley Acklin, staying with the Tigers. And Maryville still has a 31-25 lead here with 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Cora Groh checking in for the Spoofhounds, but a timeout has been called here on the floor. We're going to take a quick one with them. You are listening to Lady Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Connections Bank. Whether business, farm, or personal, Connections Bank has solutions to fit any deposit and loan need with a commitment to customer service. Connections Bank at 2920 South Main in Maryville or online at connections.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Back inside Savannah High School out of the timeout, the Spoofhounds. Starting five, Peyton Kurz, Cora Groh, Jaylee Price, Claire Walter, and Grace Steins. Ball stolen away by Price, but brought back in by Johnson. Johnson tipped around, stolen by Kurz, up to Price, and Price is wide open. And she has an easy layup, and she'll take it. And Maryville goes up 33-25. A nice steal attempt poached by Price to Kurz, and Kurz fired it down court as Price took off with it. Little cherry pick. Dominguez with the ball for the Tigers. Hemmings guarded tightly by Groh, and a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price with the ball. Price on the right. Over to Grace Steins. Steins over to Corgrove, down low to Walter. Walter spins. Finds Kurz down low, wide open off the side of the backboard. Storming down the court is Zoe Gray. Gray puts up a right-handed attempt. It no good. And rebounded by Jaylee Price. 3:22 to play here in the third quarter. Price crosses over left. Finds Kurz wide open to the left. She fakes the three. Moves down. Fires over to Walter at the top. Walter. Over to Price. Price to Groh. Groh fakes the three. Moves along the baseline. Groh puts up a layup attempt. It goes. Nice play by Cora Groh. Faking the three. Moves inside and scores it. 35-25. Spoofhounds lead it by 10 now. What a start they've had here this second half. Johnson at the top with 3 minutes to play here in the third. Over to Hemmings. Bring it up to the top of the key to get a new play started. Over to Johnson. The mid-right block, she's going to move inside. Hemmings trying to gather a shot, and it will go off the hands of Hemmings, going back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price almost traveled but picked up her foot. Claire Walter's going to put up a three. No good. Missed everything and rebounded by Dominguez. Johnson. Poach attempt there by Kurz. Almost got a hand on the ball. Johnson moves inside. Two-step attempt. No good off the front iron. And rebounded by Claire Walter. Price bringing the ball down the court. She's going to stop. She's going to go left. Price. Step back going along the baseline. Price doing so good. Working well just off the rim. But rebounded again by Price. And a foul's going to be called up against Hemmings. Never mind, the foul's going to be called against Jaylee Price going after the ball she lost. It'll go back to the Tigers. Johnson with the ball. Ends around to Dominguez. Up to Bell. Working the perimeter is the Tigers. Hemmings moves down low. Ball swatted away, stolen away by Annie Sparks. And a travel's called against Annie Sparks going back to the Tigers. Both teams cannot get a hand on the ball in transitions. Inbound for the Tigers here. Over to Dominguez. Over to Hemmings on the right block. Groh guarding her tightly. Dominguez over to Hemmings. Back over to Johnson. Back over to Bell on the right, playing the perimeter. Tigers doing a great job. Dominguez trying to get a smart shot started here. Price guarding on her tightly. Over to Johnson on the left. Spins. Main at the top of the key. The Tigers still working that perimeter. Hemmings trying to move inside. Bryce won't let her. Dominguez. Swinging the ball around the perimeter. Still no shot. A minute 20 now. Bell's going to take a three. No good. And it'll go off the hands. And it'll go off the hands of a Tiger going back to the Spoofhound. So the Spoofhound's doing such a good job manning that perimeter defense and forcing the Tigers to take a shot that they didn't want or need. And Spoofhounds will get the ball back, leading 10 with a minute 15 here in the third. Down low, stolen away. Off the hands of the Spoofhounds, and it'll go over back to the Tigers. So sloppy possession there from both teams back to back. But Tigers will remain the ball, trying to get something going for them if they want to get back into this game. With a minute exact to play here in the third, Maryville leads at 35-25. Andrews with the ball. Andrews still with it at the top of the key. Ends it around to Hemmings. Hemmings trying to call some plays down low. Trying to find someone cutting. Good defense and good pickups by the Spoofhounds. Hemmings still with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Andrews with 35 seconds. Gets a double screen. She won't use the screen. Over to Dominguez at the top of the key. Dominguez fires it to Hemmings. Hemmings fakes the three. She's going to move inside. Hemmings puts up a left-handed attempt. It goes! Hemmings finally gets a basket, much needed for the Tigers, and with 20 seconds left, Price and the Spoofhounds have it. Sparks down low to Walters. Walter puts up a two-point attempt. It goes for Claire Walter. They answer right back, and the Hounds lead it again by 10 with 7. Johnson has it. 5 to Dominguez for 3 at the buzzer. No good. A rebound tipped around at the buzzer. It goes. No good. And the Spoofhounds lead it by 10. 37-27 at the end of the third. Again, you have been listening to Lady Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. Don't go anywhere. 10-point lead for the Spoofhounds going into the fourth quarter. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
And welcome back inside Savannah High School, still in the fourth quarter timeout. 10 seconds to go here. Spoofhounds lead it by 10, 37-27. But it is still anyone's ball game here. Cannot count the Tigers out the way they shot the ball in the first quarter. Both teams coming out of the timeout here. It'll be Tiger basketball to open up the fourth quarter. It'll be Andrews. Over to Dominguez on the right block. Dominguez is going to put up a three. Tipped and rebounded by Gray Steins. Tipped at the perimeter and brought in by Steins. It'll be Jaylee Price with the ball. Over to Groh on the left block. Over to Walter. Walter moving down inside. Walter trying to find somebody cutting. Back up to Gray Steins. She jabs. Won't go anywhere. Steins. Over to Groh. Core Groh's going to stop. She's going to move left. Over to Price. Back over to Steins. Steins. Over to Walter. Over to Jaylee Price. Price fakes the three. She's going to move inside. Up to Steins. Over to Groh. Groh. Over to Sparks. Sparks at the top. Over to the left. Over to Price. She moves along the perimeter. Jaylee Price trying to man the perimeter, getting something started down low. Over to Gray Steins on the right block. Walter fires over to Annie Sparks. Sparks puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Price. Price along the baseline puts up an easy layup attempt. No good. Rebounded by Zoe Gray. Gray moving the floor down for the Tigers. A lot of contact, and she'll go to the line for two as the foul picked up on the shot. And the Tigers get a chance to inch back closer into this game. Timeout called here. We're going to take a quick one with them. You're listening to Spoofhound coverage here on the Bearcat Public Media app and Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School. At the line is Gray. Gray for two shots. Her first shot, no good, just off the back iron. Spoofhound still lead at 37-27. 6:45 to play here in the fourth. Gray's second shot at the line just rolls in. It's good, and it'll be Spoofhound basketball. But don't go anywhere, folks. Right after this at 7, the boys have a game against Smithville right here on the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app. On the left block, she's going to fire it down to Walter. Claire Walter just rolls in, and Claire Walter gets a bucket for the Spoofhounds. 39-27 now, a 12-point lead for the Hounds. Gray with the ball for the Tigers. Over to Hemmings. Hemmings moves along the perimeter. Fires it over to Johnson. Stolen away by Jaylee Price at the perimeter. Jaylee Price storming down, wide open layup attempt, and it's good from Jaylee Price. And a 14-point lead for the Spoofhounds. They're growing it here in the fourth, and they look confident as ever. Hemmings stops. Over to Andrews on the left. Gets a screen from Paris Johnson. She's going to spin on Sparks. Up to Natalie Dominguez. And that'll be a foul against the Spoofhounds as they got the hand in there. That'll be against Alyssa Cunningham. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, Briley Acklin and Peyton Kurz. Inbounding for the Tigers. Up to Andrews. Andrews puts up a three. No good. Tipped around. Rebounded by Acklin. She's on the floor. And it looks like the ref is going to be calling a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to favor Maryville, so the Spoofhounds will get the ball right back. 41-28, the Spoofhounds lead it here in the third place game on the girls' side of the bracket. Kurz stops, stolen away by Hemmings. Hemmings storming down the court. She has a layup attempt here. She's going to take it with the right hand, and it goes. Hemmings scores for the Tigers, and they get a much-needed points back. 11-point lead. Peyton Kurz on the right. Kurz moves along Gray, and a blocking foul is going to be called up against Gray. That'll be the third foul against the Tigers here in the second half. Hemmings gets the rebound off the shot, and Andrews bringing the ball down for the Tigers. 5 minutes to play. Dominguez wide open in the right block. No good off the back iron. Rebounded by Bell, but brought in by Cunningham. Cunningham got her hands in there and just wrestled the ball out of Bell. Down low is Kurz, who's wide open. She puts up a two-foot shot, and it goes from Peyton Kurz. Nice pass from Jaylee Price down the court to find the wide open Peyton Kurz. Johnson moves left. Over to Bell. Bell. Over to Paris Johnson. Johnson. Up to Bell. Bell for three. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Kurz. Kurz bringing the ball down the court. Kicks it out to Acklin. Acklin on the right wing for three. It's good. Briley Acklin gets the triple for the Spoofhounds. 46-30. Maryville leads, and a timeout's going to be called by the Tigers. Don't go anywhere. 4:14 left to play here in the fourth. Spoofhounds lead it big here in the third place game at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app and the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School. Coming out of the timeout with 4:14 here in the fourth. Maryville leads at 46-30 against Lincoln Prep. Hemmings with the ball on the right wing. She's going to feed it down low to Gray, and a foul is going to be called up against the Tigers, an offensive foul. And the ball will go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price with the ball, bringing it up for the Hounds. Price gets a screen from Cunningham over to Acklin on the left. Acklin, down low to Cunningham. Cunningham spins. She'll go along the baseline. Left hand, right hand scoop, and it goes for Alyssa Cunningham for two. 48-30. Spoofhounds lead it. Dominguez for three. Blocked by Cunningham. Nice defensive approach from Cunningham to block the three-point attempt from Dominguez. It'll stay Tiger basketball. Fires it over to Taco Say. Say for two, and it goes. Julie Price bringing the ball up for the Hounds. Kurz over to Acklin. Down low to Cunningham. Cunningham spins up to Price. Price fakes the three. She steps back to the right wing. Over to Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham fakes the shot. Over to Price. Price goes down low to Kurz. Kurz, a lot of contact, and a foul is going to be called up against Paris Johnson, sending Peyton Kurz to the line for two shots. 3:11 to play here in the fourth and the third place game on the girls' side at the Savannah Invitational. Right after this at 7, the boys are playing Smithville. Right here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. Again, I've been Jackson Phelps, covering tonight's coverage of the Spoofhounds girls and boys basketball here at the Savannah Invitational. Kerr's first shot is no good. Attempting her second. It's good from Peyton Kurz, 49-32. Zoe Gray with the ball. She's going to move left. Stops. Over to Say. Say for two. No good. Rebounded by Walter. Walter fires it down to Cora Groh. Groh finds the Peyton Kurz in a little bit of a double pass move, as Kurz will score it. Zoe Gray, 2:45 to play here. She's going to put up a shot, and it goes for three. Zoe Gray. 54-32. Spoofhounds lead it. Price at the top of the key. Price over to Kurz on the right block. Kurz up to Groh. Along the perimeter, up to Walter. Back over to Price. Price. Over to Groh on the right wing. Groh. Down low to Walter. Walter on Gray. Walter down low. Puts up an easy layup attempt, and it goes for Claire Walter. Hemmings on the right block. Gets a screen from Gray. Hemmings, bounce pass up to Andrews. Andrews, good defense by Kurz. Ball swatted over to Gray. Gray, jump steps, puts up a shot, no good, and a blocking foul called against Peyton Kurz. And that'll send Gray to the line for two shots. Timeout called on the floor by the Spoofhounds to get something figured out, but the Spoofhounds lead it 53-35. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoofhounds on KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from HLC Insurance. The annual election period for Medicare beneficiaries is now open through December 7th. Agent Caleb Wells can offer guidance and answer questions for customers exploring Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplements, or prescription drug plans. Additional information is at hlcinsurance.com.
Out of the timeout, Zoe Gray drained one of two free throws, making the score 53-36. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network and Bearcat Public Media app. Has Annie Sparks on the right block, trying to find a cutting. Cunningham will not go. Stolen by Hemmings. Hemmings moves the ball down the court. She's going to put up a nice layup attempt there. No good. She gets her own rebound, puts up another shot, and it goes for Hemmings. And the Tigers get yet another basket. Minute 30 to play here in the fourth. Spoofhounds still lead at 53-38. And another timeout's going to be called here in this one. Minute 25 to play. And a full timeout has been called, so we're going to take one with them with a minute 25 to play, 53-38. Maryville leads it here at the 2024 Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back with more fourth quarter coverage. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from sign language and dog training to health and well-being, painting classes, and also computer operations and CPR classes. The full fall catalog is online at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. Located in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides new laptops, computer repair, printers, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business.
Welcome back inside Savannah High School. Minute 25 on the clock here in the fourth. It'll be Spoofhound basketball out of the timeout as Price will get it for the Hounds to start it out. Up to Annie Sparks. Fires it over to Cora Groh. Groh back over to... And it's stolen away. And it's stolen back away by Price. And Price takes it in. A lot of contact. Right-handed finish for Jaylee Price. And it goes up in to the starting five for the Spoofhounds. Jade Price. Shot there by Andrews. No good. And Jade Price will get the rebound. And a jump ball is going to be called. It'll be White basketball. The Tigers will remain possession. Grace Stein's in the game for the Hounds. Checking out is Jaylee Price. 56.9, 55-38. Spoofhounds lead. It'll be Gray with the ball for the Tigers. Gray's going to put up a three. Off the back iron, rebounded by Hemmings. Hemmings, and another jump ball is going to be called. And this time the possession arrow is going to favor Maryville. Great job by Gray Stein's to get a hand on that ball. 46.8. 55-38. Maryville leads it. Looking to take third place here in this year's Savannah Invitational. Ball swatted away by Gray, and it'll go out of bounds, staying with the Spoofhounds. Sparks to inbound it. Gray down low for a layup. Off the front iron. Rebounded by Sparks. Sparks with the ball for the Hounds. Up to Cora Groh on the right side. Stolen away by Hemmings. Hemmings with 25 seconds here. Trying to end out the game here. Hemmings down low. Stops. Puts up a layup attempt. It's good. Hemmings gets a last second bucket for the Tigers. He's trying to get the ball inbounded up to Cora Groh. And with 10 seconds, the Spoofhounds looking to just run out this clock to take third place here in the 2024 Savannah Invitational. And with that, as the time winds down, Maryville takes third place in their girls bracket here. 55-40 is your final score. But don't go anywhere. At 7, boys basketball taking on Smithville in the auxiliary gym. I'll be right back in there. I'm going to take everything down, and I'll be right back to call that game. But girls, game one here for Spoofhound coverage. They take third place in their game. A great win, yes, 2 days ago against Raytown South, now here against Lincoln Prep. But right after this, boys basketball at 7. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more on that here on the Bearcat Radio Network and the Bearcat Public Media app.